ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Welcome back to The Wedding Buzz. It's your host, Sydney. And today I am so, so excited to have Georgia on the podcast, Georgia DeFrancisco. She is the owner of I Said Yes. And before I butcher it, I'm going to let her dive into all the details. But she is very special to me and works behind the scenes of Delightful Planning all the time. She is, your weddings wouldn't happen without Georgia. So Georgia, hi. Thank you for joining.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. So quick introduction. I am Georgia DeFrancisco, founder and CEO of I Said Yes to Success. We are a nationwide U.S.-based online business manager and virtual assistant service. We do cater to the wedding industry. And I know we're going to get into that story later on why we're so connected to the industry, but super excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me. Can't wait to just really dig in.
Yes, I'm so excited that you're on. So tell the people, what is I Said Yes?
So I Said Yes to Success is really, our mission is to empower business owners in the wedding industry to reclaim their time, take back ownership of their CEO chair, and build a business around the life that they want. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is exactly what, for those listening, she does for me. I use her services, which is her and I work very close together. But that's exactly what, you know, you've done for me, is that some of the tasks that bog me down are while I'm at a venue tour or working with clients and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to do this email, I need to send this email or something. You're behind the scenes doing it. And it really has, you know, allowed me to do what is important for me to be doing. And you have opened up my time, and you do that for so many other vendors as well.
We do. We currently have about 17 clients, and we're growing very rapidly this year. We have really had the opportunity to, so I know what burnout looks like. We'll get into it when we talk about Journey too, but I'm a former vendor. And I know what burnout looks like. I've been there, done that. It's not even a joke, really. I call myself I Do It Myself. Growing up, it was actually my nickname. My grandfather named me I Do It Myself. It wasn't like, here comes Georgia. It's here comes I Do It Myself, because I did everything myself. And I, you know, later on tried to make that my business model, and it doesn't work. Right. And as a vendor working for someone else, I had true burnout. And it really opened my eyes to the reasons why, as business owners, and I feel like especially in this industry, we hit burnout, and that there are ways to keep that from happening. And it just, that sort of, through lots of things, lots of journeys, progressed to us starting I Said Yes to Success and working really hard as strategic partners with our clients to keep them from getting there, to remind them you don't have to do it all yourself, and you really shouldn't be. And the only way to save your sanity is to find ways to reduce the workload, improve your systems, and in a lot of cases, outsource, delegate, hire.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I totally get that. I feel like you know me personally very well, but like I've been through it too. And I, you know, love to do things myself. And, you know, it's hard to decide when to spend that money and have someone else help you. But the reality is that no one can do everything yourself. We're us humans are not meant to be like independent people, even if you want to be an independent person, but we're not meant to work alone. We're not meant to do things all by ourselves, and life or not, like, we're human, and you can like force yourself to dig in and work and stay up all night, but it's only going to last for so long. And things happen in life, and I haven't talked too much about it publicly, but like I did go through a divorce, and thank God I had you and your services, because as much as I wanted to say like, oh, I could do it all on my own. And like, you know, I showed up for work even on the day of my divorce and stuff. Like, I'm human. And I was a shell of a human being for a while. And like having your team behind me helped my company, you know, thrive and make it where my clients had no idea what I was going through behind the scenes. Because I had that team and I had you behind me, and I was absolutely burnt out. And thank God I had you. And I feel like that's relatable for so many people. Everyone has things that they go through, highs and lows and ups and downs. And if your business is fully based on just you as a person, like it's not going to survive long term. But let's go back. I want to hear more about your journey, because you're such an interesting person and such a knowledgeable person. So tell the people who are listening, what segment of the wedding industry did you start in?
No, great question. So I started in the cake industry. You may not even know all of this, actually. So originally I've been in sales and marketing my whole life, right? But I took a break and was a stay-at-home mom for my two oldest for 7 years. And there was a point at which I was like, this is beautiful and I love it. And it is my favorite job of all time, is being a mom. But realistically speaking, we needed to make a little more money coming into the house. And so originally it was like, I just want to pick up some work on the weekends. My husband can be home with the kids. I'll just go pull some hours. And so I really started actually delivering wedding cakes. I had a friend who was a manager of a large bakery in Central Florida, which is where I'm located. And they needed somebody with decorating experience to deliver cake. I had the experience. I needed to grab some hours. So it started there. And it very quickly turned from that to the company hiring my husband to be our logistics coordinator. And I moved out of that role and into assistant manager. And then within the year was actually the manager of the bakery. And at the time was the largest bakery in the area. And so that's really where I started in the industry. I have a hospitality industry background in, who doesn't have this story, in Central Florida. I started in amusement parks. But in the wedding industry specifically, I worked as the manager of a large custom cake bakery.
That's like the scariest part of the wedding day, is I hate touching cakes. but it's an important part. It's really, I mean, the logistics of everything like has to be very important in it. It's no surprise that you're good at that. So then tell me how you've shifted from the cake in like the cake part of weddings over to outside. Yes. Was there something in between?
There's something in between. There's a transition. But I think it's important because we talked about burnout and how easy it is to happen in the industry. And as a business owner, my burnout actually happened in that job. Okay. So not needing into getting into details, I take ownership of everything that I do. I become very responsible for my duties, my workload, my responsibility helping to run the business, whether it's mine or someone else's. And it was a very interesting time when I was there towards the end of my time there, and the owner actually got really sick. And so I really stepped into the role of owner for almost a year. And the weight of that workload without the help, because I was the help. And then the help stepped into the owner role because she was not available and I had no help. And so it spiraled quickly over the year, over that next year. And actually that's where my burnout happened. So I walked away from that job and actually took 6 months off. Which wasn't my original intention. It was really to take 6 weeks, but it ended up being 6 months, not just because of I needed to repair my mental state but I needed to be a mom. And I went 3 days without seeing my own kids, and it wasn't my business, right? So it was really just a readjustment and a realignment of what was most important to me. And that really set the mindset for where we are today at I Said Yes to Success, understanding that we should be building our businesses around the life that we want, not the other way around. Whether you work for someone else or you work for yourself, your life is in your family and your spouses or your partners and your kids or your parents, your elderly parents. Those are so important. You can't get those days back. The job is still going to be there tomorrow. So how do we build these businesses around the life that we want? And so that was the beginning of really where we are now. But there's a gap between that and where I am now. So I then became the national director of sales for a company called Perfect Wedding Guide, who is very similar to, so I also have a company called I Said Yes. We didn't talk about that. I also have a company called I Said Yes FL. So I became the national director of sales of Perfect Wedding Guide. I then purchased half of that company and immediately rebranded to I Said Yes FL. I Said Yes FL is a wedding community in Central Florida where we support wedding professionals by giving them connections to couples through our online platforms. We used to produce a magazine and wedding expos and I Do's and Brews. So that was another way that we helped vendors get connected. We build community among vendors with networking events, with providing simple support systems through our marketing team, working through marketing ideation, which we know in the wedding industry, oftentimes as owner operators, marketing is one of those things we all like let fall to the side. But if we're not marketing, we're not finding new clients. And so it just really builds an opportunity for us to connect vendors to couples and vendors to other vendors. And then that segued us into I Said Yes to Success. So I don't know if you want me to keep talking or if you want to jump in, but I can tell you how we got from I Said Yes to I Said Yes to Success.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm loving this. You can keep going.
Okay, so as the owner of I Said Yes, we work really closely with wedding vendors, which we're really passionate about what they're doing for their couples and about the industry and this opportunity we all have to be part of one of the most joyous days in our couples' lives. And we really loved creating the community and the support around that. But what we began to see as a small, really, I call it micro businesses. We're like owner operators, right? It's me and a business manager, and then I have subcontractors, right? But as small business owners, you know, with like 10 or less employees, there's this gap that we don't really realize that's there until almost, I don't want to say it's too late, but until we're like, I don't even know what to do now. It's like, we don't have that boardroom to sit around and throw around ideas and talk about, hey, this is tripping up. Where's the gap in this system? Or why didn't this work? Or, hey, what are your, you know, how would you have handled this situation? Or we need some marketing ideas. We need some ideas for promotion. We need social media content. Like, we don't have that boardroom to sit around and we feel really lonely. It becomes, you feel, it is lonely is really the best word. I was sitting here in my really small office in my home. I've been working from home since before it was cool. Since 2016, I've been working from home. And I'd like the walls were closing in and I was lonely. Even somebody who produces networking events, I was lonely. I'm like, I need people who are in the same place that I am, that we can talk business and ideas and, you know, sort of work alongside each other and co-work and support each other. And so I'm like, we can do this for our clients. Like, we already know how to do this. We're already providing this through our networking events, but how do we take it to the next step? How do we give the support that they need? And really, it started with one client and an idea. We had a member of I Said Yes, FL, who needed some assistance. And we're like, hey, we can do that. And we started supporting the one. And then we started supporting our attorney. And then we're like, hey, this should probably be a business. And that's sort of how we birthed I Said Yes to Success. And we haven't looked back.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. And it's so cool to hear your journey. And it's so true. I mean, I used to work in a corporate job where I was in the office every day. And, you know, there's pros and cons of everything. And I love having my own business. I love the flexibility of like working from home. But it's true. Sometimes I just miss like something simple as like we would celebrate everyone's birthday in the office and we would take 10 minutes out of the day to get them a cake and sing them happy birthday. And it was just like a nice human to human interaction. And, or when like I'm trying to make a decision, it's like I could like pop over to the person's cubicle next to me and be like, do you think I should do this or this? And I was telling my sister a couple weeks ago of like, you know, like I was staring at one email trying to decide what to do. And she's not in this industry at all. But I was like, I just need to talk to someone about this. And it's so true of like, it helps our decision-making process. It helps, you know, just that human to human interaction and having a team makes a big difference. And that's, you know, what I Said Yes to Success helps provide, because I do think that in the wedding industry, a lot of us are like solo entrepreneurs in the beginning, where it's just us and a computer and the walls closing in around us. But it it makes such a big difference. And so that's amazing that you have started this and that it's grown. And I know that you've helped so many people and, you know, just be a team for them and delegate to avoid that burnout.
Yeah, that's I think too, like we keep talking about how all this behind the scenes, you know, it takes a village. I say it takes a village to run a small business. Like we all have to find our village to support us as we run the business. And speaking directly to couples, like we see this as a small business tries to grow in the industry. Clients are so used to only working with that person. They sometimes have a hard time understanding or wanting to accept the fact that they need to speak to, let's just say, Georgia. They need to speak to Georgia. Sydney's not available. But it's because one person can only do so much. And in order for us to best support our couples in planning the wedding, we need some extra help. We need some extra hands. And whether that is a planner, it's your day of assistant planner, right? Or it's your VA who's answering some of those questions that can be answered for your client, because you do need space to breathe too in order to be your very best to your clients as they're planning their weddings. Whether you're a DJ or a photographer or a planner, you need to be able to have sanity and a minute to breathe so that you can be your very best for them. And so figuring out how to translate that to couples as businesses are growing has been difficult for some to reframe that, the verbiage, and making the clients understand that it's actually better for you that there's a team.
Yeah.
You still have me, you still have access to me as your planner and your lead planner, but the team is helping support the entire process. And that's actually a good thing. It's a good thing that they have a team.
Yes, it is 1,000%. It is a good thing to have a team. What are some of the biggest lessons that you feel like you've learned along the way?
Ooh. As many times as we hear this and you see it on social media, you have to take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest lesson for me after the burnout was learning to walk away from the desk. The work will still be there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a little different position now than those of you who are planning events. Like I understand that on the weekends, if you have an event, your couple may need to reach you, right? But like, if you're the CEO of your business, you need to find ways to be able to walk away on the weekends and leave the phone and not answer the email and not answer the social. People think I'm crazy when I say this. I still have two phones. I have a work phone and a personal phone. And my personal phone has no work apps whatsoever. Nothing. Like I can't even access my work social on that phone. So I can put it down and walk away and be completely disconnected. And I think that's the really important part. The other one that I've learned, so my husband used to be in the business with me. So when we started the business, we were in it together. Life happens. He got an opportunity to go back into his original profession and it was perfect and beautiful. And I'm so glad he did. But during that time, a lot of us work with our spouses, whether they're a paid spouse or just they help. A lot of us work with our spouses or our partners or even our best friends. And you have to figure out how to have conversations outside of work that aren't work.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how to turn it off. I think that's my biggest lesson, is you have to figure out how to walk away and turn it off and give yourself a reset mentally.
Yeah.
And then the other one is really, I have lots of lessons, but the other one is remember to play to the long game. So often we start our businesses because we had an idea or we're really good at planning weddings or a really great DJ. And we're like, hey, I can make money doing this. But we're really thinking very short-sighted. Like we're thinking about next week's paycheck. How do we make money next week? We're talking about the end of the year. How do I get enough business for next year to support my budget for next year and expand? We really have to play to the long game. What is your long-term goal? Where do you want this business to be? And it can't just be putting food on your table. That's important. We all need that. But there has to be a greater goal than that. And so it's don't be quite so short-sighted and make sure that the steps that you're doing now are very intentional to your long-term goal.
Yeah, I think that that's, I mean, it's so important and it's hard for people to think like long-term, but it really is important to set your, I mean, you tell me this all the time, but like set yourself up for success and set yourself up for that long-term plan. And like what might be uncomfy today might help benefit you 5 years down the road, 10 years from the road. And like, how do you truly grow a business and structure your business in a way that is for the long game and will support you, not just financially, but mentally and everything, and support your clients? Like setting it up for success. Of that's why you named your company probably I Said Yes to Success, because you want people to be actually successful. And you know, burning yourself out isn't the way.
No. And if what you, I say all the time, we want you to build your business around the life that you want. Mm-hmm. And if what you want is to be a solopreneur, you're the only one with your hands on your business, then that's great. We're going to support you in that. We're going to cheer you on whether you hire us or not. But you just have to understand there are certain limitations. You can only physically do so many weddings a year as one person, right? And that's cool. Awesome. We're going to celebrate that with you. But if what you really want is to grow and scale, you have to do these hard things. Look, I am a owner operator myself. Like sometimes looking in that budget, I'm like, can I really spend $800 or $1,000 a month on a VA or an online business manager? I mean, it's not there. But what we forget is every single time we do these tasks for ourselves that are really VA or OBM tasks, you're robbing from yourself the time you need to grow and scale your business.
Yeah.
So it's taking that leap of faith and going, okay, I'm going to hire a VA or an OBM, online business manager, and I'm going to pay them to do these tasks. And now you're going to have 20, 30 hours a month, and you should be taking those 20 or 30 hours a month to grow your business, fix your marketing, grow, get more sales, scale your business, build your team. And if you're making more sales with those 30 hours, you're going to easily pay for that VA plus some.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's scary. Trust me, I've been there. I'm not just saying this as someone who hasn't been there. I've totally been there. We're there now. We're right now at the point where like, okay, it's time to build again. It's like time to expand again. You know, we've been blessed with new clients. And so now we've got to expand, which means more money out of the bank account.
Yeah.
But I know that we're going to get it in return. And so that's where playing to the long game.
Money and finding balance is so hard. Do you want to walk through some of the tasks? Because some people might not know what like an online business manager, a virtual assistant, like some people might not even know these terms. So like, do you want to walk through what that means and what kind of things you do for people?
Sure. No, absolutely. And what I say about our companies, we sort of sit between the two chairs, right? Online business manager and VA. We really do both. So an online business
manager, counselor,
yeah. Co-worker, whatever. We'll do it all. We just love supporting our clients. But from a very specific, you know, like what are the roles of these outsourced or delegated in services? A VA, a virtual assistant, is a doer of tasks, is the best way to explain it. A VA, you're going to assign them tasks. They're going to complete those tasks for you. So like inbox management, they can even write contracts for you if they have proper SOPs. Some will do social media. They'll run numbers and create reports for you. Honestly, if it's an administrative task, a VA can do it. Uh-huh. An online business manager is really a strategic partner. They're stepping in and they're helping you. They're reviewing your systems. They're finding gaps in your processes. They're helping you create those marketing strategies that are going to help you excel your business and find those next leads so you grow your business. They're helping you look at your numbers and say, okay, if you need to make this dollar amount by the end of the year, how many weddings is that? All right, what's your closing rate? Like, if that's your closing rate, how many new leads do we need to close that much money by the end of the year? They're really stepping in and creating that support system that you need. We like to call ourselves a strategic partner. So that's really the difference. An online business manager is a strategic partner. They're helping you find gaps, build systems, improve processes. A VA is a doer. Mm-hmm. I say that we kind of do both. We have VAs on our staff. We have online business managers on our staff. And some of us, like myself, we do both.
Yeah.
I'm your online business manager and I'm doing some of your tasks for you. But that's just because I can't say no. Like, I want to help. I want to see our clients grow. And I am actually, even as the CEO, still currently have clients. So it allows me to really get a deep understanding of what our clients need and how we as a team can help.
Yeah. I know that it's hard to, you have to take your own advice and like you have to delegate tasks too. And like, are you running your business or are you helping your clients? And from an outside perspective, it's like, no, you have to delegate. From a personal perspective, I'm like, don't leave me.
I know. Yeah, I'm sure that we'll let the listeners hear. Sydney will go, Georgia, it's okay if you don't do that task. I'm like, don't worry, somebody else is already doing it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. You can give it to someone else. And you're like, yeah, I already am. But
I already did.
I mean, I know that you have my best interest in mind and you have my client's best interest in mind. And like, I know that you can hand those off within your team and it gets done and it gets done well. And I know that your standard is so high. And so I'm not worried about whether you're physically doing a task or if someone on your team is doing the task, as long as it's getting done. And it's also like nice for me of that I don't have to have like meetings with all these different people on the team of like that I can talk to you and tasks are being done. And I know that within your system, like it's being handled. But I already like as from a wedding planner's perspective, for each one of my clients, I'm talking to the bride, the groom, the mother of the bride, sometimes the mother of the groom, the DJ, the florist, the photographer, the videographer, the venue. Like I'm already talking to so many people. So it's very helpful for me to be able to talk to you. And whether you're doing a little task or someone on your team is doing a little task, it doesn't truly matter because I know that you and I are on the same page about things. And then the tasks are getting done. They're getting done well. They're getting done correctly. They're getting done on time. And what's funny is like for anyone listening who might be a business owner and like debating whether to get help, a hard lesson that I, or a humbling lesson for me is that at least in my experience, Georgia and her team gets tasks done most of the time, all the time. They get them done faster and better than I would do it by myself. Like something that I would spend 3 hours spiraling about. Sometimes you're just like, I got it done. Here it is. And it's beautiful. And it's important to think as a business owner. And I'm still learning these lessons every day of like, find what you're good at and dig into it and find what you're bad at and let someone who's better at it do it. And I think as a result, your company will grow so much faster. I'm sure that you see that all the time with people of like, and entrepreneurs, I don't know if you see this with just me or with your other clients of that. A lot of the times, like I'm so ADHD. I'm such a visionary. Like I see where I want my company to go and I see all these ideas and tasks. And I know for me, a lot of time you're like, okay, let's rein it in and let's get this done. Do you see that with your other clients as well? Or am I the only broken one?
Oh no, you're not broken. I call it your superpower, yeah. Your ability to see all of the opportunities. But yes, as an online business manager, we have lots of clients who either say they're ADD or we see it. I mean, I think that definitely I am too. And there's a few of my team members are. I call it your superpower, but figuring out how to harness that and put it to its best use is really hard as the entrepreneur. And I think it's because we are dreamers and we're like, have all these really great ideas. And to us, they're all amazing. And they're so important. We need to do them right now. But really, they're not all intentional to our goal, right? And so when you have somebody, whether it's an online business manager or a team that you can talk to, you really begin to see, okay, these are great ideas, but they're not for now. These are actually in line with our goals. And these are the ones that are going to help us find the success that we need. And so it's okay to have those ideas. I have them. I did a lesson on the Eisenhower Matrix recently at another presentation and about how a CEO, we need to make sure that we're doing the tasks that are CEO tasks, mm-hmm. the ones that need to be delegated that are not our tasks, that are admin things. As the CEO of your business, you're not the admin. There should be someone else doing those jobs. And so we need to make sure instead of going, I could do it myself in 30 minutes. I could do it myself. Stop, slow down, write the SOP, hand it off, and then you never have to touch it again. Except to just review, you know, to make sure it's being done correctly. But you've got to figure out how to take those things that are not yours to do and hand them off and then let go.
Yeah.
And focus on the things that are your task. But also, I say, give yourself the freedom to do some of those things you enjoy doing. I really love writing blogs. I enjoy it. It's not really my task as the CEO, but sometimes I just want to write a blog. I just want to write our newsletter. And so I'll tell the team, I'm just in the mood. I'm having a creative moment. I'm doing it today.
Yeah.
But don't let it become a regular habit. Do it when you need to feel like you did it, mm-hmm. and then move back into your CEO chair.
Yep. That's how I feel like I am with my social media right now, is that I do have someone helping me with it. And so if I'm having a super busy day, a bad day, a something, things are still being posted on a consistent basis. And so because I found myself when I was doing it all myself, yes, of course I can do my social media, but life is busy. And as an that was a task that, like, do I answer this bride or do I post a TikTok? Okay, I have to answer the bride, you know? So that fell to the backside, and I ended up doing things like, I'd be like laying in bed at night editing reels and just in odd, sitting in my car in a parking lot, like trying to frantically like finish something before I would go in. And what would happen is I would either like frantically be doing it or life would get really busy. And then I would go like a few weeks without posting. And then it's like, well, great. Now I'm not doing my, like, that's part of marketing. And like now that flow has stopped. And it was just this like roller coaster but I like making videos and I like editing them and stuff. And so I feel like I've handed the task off where I know if I'm having a busy day, a bad day, whatever, things will be posted. The ball will keep rolling. But if I'm having a really creative day, I just can add it in there and I can be like, hey, I created a few videos and I slipped them in. Sometimes I film stuff and I send it to Kaylee, who does my social media. Like, I can send it to her and be like, hey, schedule these posts, or, you know, finding a balance of something. Like, it's fun and I like doing it, but I can't rely on myself doing it all the time. And so I'm able to like hand it off. And I think it's finding balance. I don't know if we ever will truly find perfect balance in life, but it's important to try to find that balance. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier and avoiding that burnout.
Yeah. And you have to keep your mental and your physical and your spiritual and your emotional and, you know, all of those things have to be balanced.
Yeah.
And when one is off, you know, your whole psyche is off. And so it's important to make sure that within your day, you give yourself the space for those things, because when you do, you find that the whole day goes better. Right. So it's like the, you know, all of my life, I've worked out of not, I've lost weight of not, I've lost, right? And so, and the hard thing is when you fall out of your workout, you're like, I know you're burnt out, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're stressed. And you know, if you go work out, it's going to make you feel better because it makes all those things better, but you don't feel like working out. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I stop and I start my morning with those things that position me mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of physically in the right place, the whole rest of my day is better. Mm-hmm. But when I don't, the whole rest of the day, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm hungry, I'm stressed, I'm whatever. And if I'll just stop and go take care of me for 20 or 30 minutes and come back, the whole rest of the day is beautiful.
Yeah.
And so we think that if we don't get that one more task done, the business is going to end. But there's still one more task. There's always one more task.
Yeah.
Stop, take care of yourself, and come back. And I think that when you can find that balance, there is a balance. There is. No, it's never perfect. Because there's always something. You have a conference, and so you don't get to work out every morning. You know, whatever. I had a conference a couple of weeks ago, and I think I only got to work out one morning. That's cool. It was just for a week, and yeah. I got back into it when I came back. And so it's finding room to make the balance, but then giving yourself grace and knowing that sometimes you're not going to be great at it. And my mom used to say, everything in moderation, including moderation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you want to eat. You're doing really great. You're not eating chocolate. You just having one M&M a day, but sometimes you eat a whole handful.
Yeah.
You know, we balance our workload and we're doing a really great job of our CEO Monday and we're setting our time blocks and we're sticking to our client work and we're getting everything done. But sometimes we just want to write a blog. So give yourself the grace, write the blog, and then go back to doing the other things that were actually on your plate, or creating a new album that you want to share on your website. It's not really your job as a photographer that needs to be outsourced, but you were just in the mood and you felt created and these pictures are beautiful and you felt rewarded. So do it. Give yourself the reward you need, but then don't let it become a habit.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And it's a really hard balance to find, but it's important to at least aim towards the balance. And sometimes balance, like, you know, the act of, I forget who said this, but I was talking to someone and they were saying that like the act of balancing isn't just steady. It's a little bit of up and down and like, mm-hmm. It's a balancing act. And so, you know, like you said, sometimes you like to write the blog, but sometimes you're like, I need to be CEO and let someone else do it. And, you know, it's a little bit of give and take, but it's a really important thing to try to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to touch, you'd said a little bit about it before, but there's, I know you have I said yes, and then you have I said yes to success. So a lot of what we've been talking about is the I said yes to success, which is where you help like CEOs and businesses specifically in the wedding industry. But I think, are you branching out of the wedding industry too?
I not yet. We have clients right now that aren't in the wedding industry. We're not marketing outside of the industry, but we take clients.
Okay.
As long as we have a VA or an OBM that aligns with your service and your needs, our team can help and we're here to support. You know, our motto is passion, integrity, success, celebrate. And we're passionate about the work that we do for our clients. It's integrity in all things. It's doing what's right when no one's looking. It's success. It's our client's success. So if we can help you find success, then we're going to celebrate with you. So industry or not, as long as we align, yes, we'll take it. But I said yes, FL is really where we're connected to the industry or where we have been for the last 7 years. So your question was, what is I said yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and this, I'm glad you asked because this came up earlier. It's like, I said yes to success connected to the industry and how that starts. So besides the fact that I was a wedding vendor, I said yes, FL has had a lot, has morphed over the years, right? There was a certain pandemic that changed some things for us, but, we are a wedding community, in Central Florida specifically. So that's really kind of like St. Augustine to Tampa, biggest swath really being sort of in the greater Orlando area, where we provide opportunities and marketing platforms for wedding vendors to get connected to couples and get connected to each other. So as I said before, so we used to produce wedding expos, large-scale wedding expos, and a boutique show called I Do's and Brews. We loved producing events. But, you know, that pandemic that I really try hard not to talk about, but it really does still affect what's going on. It's crazy. Like, even in other industries, when we're talking to other industries and clients, they're still seeing effects and things that have not changed or that are permanently affected by it. So for us, some changes happened during COVID that the timing wasn't right to continue doing expos and I Do's and Brews. We still love them. We still promote. We still support our vendors who go. We help our vendors create follow-up plans after we have that knowledge base to help our clients with that. We used to produce a wedding magazine again during COVID. It was once we came back from COVID, the cost of paper was so insane. We went digital for a while. And then just decided that wasn't the best use of our time. So I hate to say all the things we're not doing anymore. But it's really kind of like how broad our spectrum of understanding is.
It's good. It's good that you did things, you have experience and you take the good from it and you let go of the bad. Not that it was bad, but like that's good. That's you learn lessons and, that shows growth of like,
okay. We pivot and we're wanting to create things that are speaking to the couples now, right? That the couples are connecting to now. So we have a really heavy social media presence. So you can find us on I Said Yes FL. That's our couple facing Instagram. You can find us on I Said Yes FL Pros. That's our pros facing Instagram. And you can find us on I Said Yes to Success, which is our virtual assistant online business manager facing page. But so we have a really heavy social media presence. We feature our members on our social media pages to get them their exposure to our followers. We have a website, we have listings, we write blogs, we have newsletters that go out to couples. And so we're really just providing an opportunity for couples to find vendors in Central Florida and vice versa, vendors to get connected through our social media. And then we also are really big on connecting vendor to vendor, which is really where we continue to find our passion is in building vendor relationships. You know, it's building a village. I said that earlier, it takes a village to run a small business. And so many of us in the industry are small businesses. It takes a village. And so it's helping you find your people. It's helping you get connected. You know, as when you're a member of I Said Yes, not only do you get the opportunity to come to our networking events at a discount price, but we're willing and able to get you connected to other vendors. So if you're like, hey, Georgia, do you know Sydney at Delightful Planning? As a matter of fact, I do. I'd be happy to get you connected. And sometimes people just need the foot in the door. You know, they didn't know they needed that connection and then you can get them together. And that for us is really beautiful to be able to build those connections and support a community. Our networking events provide a safe space, a place to come, get connected, build partnerships and relationships in a safe, fun, upscale environment that's like a place. And we try to curate conversations so that it's not the awkward shake your hand, pass out a business card kind of event. We really want to curate the conversation so that you feel like you have something to talk about and not feel awkward about it.
Yeah.
And then for all of our members, we, like I said, our team is here. Our team is not only connected in the industry, and so we can help you with those things. We're not, and we're connected to couples, but we also have the support system of I Said Yes to Success. So members can get tap into some of our knowledge as a marketing team. We all, right now, everybody on my team has a marketing background, a sales background. Where we call them marketing ideation calls. So like, if you just need some ideas, you throw that spaghetti around because you don't have that boardroom, our members can schedule a call with anybody on our team and we'll just sit for a half an hour and talk about ways you can market that maybe you hadn't thought about. And then we solve simple tech issues. Some of the other things I talked about, that we onboard CRMs, we create automations, we create workflows, we design systems, we write SOPs. So on a small scale, we help our members with those questions. You know, if they call us up like, hey, Georgia, my Zap's not working, or my HoneyBook or my Go High Level CRM, I needed to do something, I can't figure it out. On a small scale for our members, we'll do those things also. If it's a larger scale thing, it gets passed over to success. But we're really just here to support. We just want to support our members of I Said Yes FL to find their next level of success, whatever that looks like for them, and to keep building the connection, because it takes a village.
Yeah, it does. Well, you do such an incredible job. I've been to, unfortunately, I'm not based in Central Florida, so I'm not able to go to all of your the networking events, but I've been to a few and they're so amazing. And it's just such a great opportunity to meet people. The first one I went to was when we were in,
Sanford.
And we like went to the different, like bars and restaurants and things downtown. And it was just so fun of like, we got to like learn about the different businesses and walk and talk. And it made us like mingle with other people and just get to know people. Like, wedding day is crazy. And so it's like, hi to the photographer, bye to the photographer. Like, we're talking about the timeline, but it's so nice to meet people outside of wedding day and get to know them and get to know them personally and learn about their family and their kids and like a human to human connection. And I think that it really helps us do better work for our clients when like we get to know each other and we feel real humans. And it also is like, you know, there are some photographers and DJs or whatever that I've basically seen on wedding day, talked about timeline and that's it. Those are not the people that when I'm in a pinch that I'm calling being like, I need you to do me a solid, you know? And so I think it's really important for us to be able to meet and network and mingle outside, because we are a community and we're not meant to do this by ourselves. And, you know, sometimes I've had a DJ call me and be like, oh my God, the planner didn't show up. Like, and I've had, you know, had to make those emergency phone calls too of like, I need Floris to help me now today, you know? And so it's important for us to get to know each other on more of a personal level as well and connect as humans. Because as a result, then we have that network that we're able to call on. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is our clients and their wedding day. And it's like a domino effect. But the events that you put on are amazing and beautiful and just over the top and amazing. So fun. I am sad that I am not in Central Florida to go to all of the events, or you know that I would. But if you're a vendor listening, definitely check out those events. And if you are a couple listening, definitely check them out, because she has the best vendors. And kind of like you were saying, you're able to like connect, like, hey, do you have a really good DJ or do you have a really good photographer? Like, you're able to connect people with so many other people and find the right fit. So it's really incredible what you do. And you're so passionate and so dedicated and so just such a genuine cheerleader. And I feel that. And I know that I pay you for your services, but sometimes forget that I even do, you know, because I'm like, Georgia's in my corner. Like, she's, but like, I could pay other people for services and I wouldn't get the same service and the same, just genuine cheerleader in my corner. And it makes just such a big difference. And, you know, my clients might not know that it's you, but I'm telling you guys that without Georgia, some of these weddings would not be as put together, especially in busy season and especially during like highs and lows of, you know, just life. So thank you so much for what you do. It's so important. Your work is not ever unnoticed at all. And sometimes I'm like, does she know how much I love her? I hope she does.
I do.
It's true. Okay. Well, I ask everyone on the podcast, do you have any wedding day horror stories?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I have cake stories that we could do a whole nother episode on from my cake days. I guess I share this one the most, I feel like, because it was pretty dramatic and nobody knew. It's one of those beautiful things that having a planner, a fantastic planner behind the scenes, means that nobody from the outside looking in knows that crazy things happened. So this is a long time ago. So nobody that's listening, did it happen recently? So we were delivering a large four-tier cake. And it was going on a hanging stand. And we had asked, you know, has it been weight tested? Has it been weight tested? This is how much the cake weighs. Has it been weight? Yeah. They promise. So we get there. And it took two people to load this cake onto this cake stand that was hanging because of the way the bars were. You couldn't just like set it in. It was like a tripod stand thing. And
what even is a hanging cake stand? I've never seen this.
It's hanging from the ceiling. It's rigged to the ceiling in this ballroom. It was crazy. Covered in flowers. It was beautiful. The stand was colored in flowers. Like they're draping underneath. It's beautiful. And elevated off the floor, of course, because it's hanging. So anyway, we go in and thankfully had my husband with you. So for those of you who know him, he's a big, strong man. So thankfully he was there because we place the cake in to the stand. And as soon as we let go, it immediately releases from the ceiling. The cake falls into one of the bars, the support bars. Thankfully, my big, strong husband who was there was able to get in and pick it up. I do not know. It was a God thing. He got in there and he managed to pick it up so it didn't fall. But the cake was damaged. So I'm like, put it on the cart, leave me alone. So I walk away, I do my magic, I fix the cake. And basically I told the florist, I'm like, I need flowers. He's like, I don't have extras. I don't care where you get them. You have to go pull them out of the centerpieces. You have to take them from somewhere. So he gathered flowers. The cake was not supposed to have flowers. It was the only way to cover the damage. So fixed what we could, covered it with flowers. Whole new team had to come in and re-rig the stand. Whole stand was re-rigged. Mind you, this is while the ceremony is going on. And yeah, like ceremony is happening. Like they're getting ready to come in the room. So it's with the stand is fixed. I mean, like stands on it. It's going to hold the weight. We bring the cake over. We hang it up. Everything is beautiful. It's perfect. We all breathe again because I'm pretty sure we had about a dozen heart attacks. And we walk out and leave, and the wedding was beautiful. No, the day of, no one knew. The bride walks in. It was exactly what she visioned. It was this gorgeous wedding. I mean, it was so spectacular. That cake lived on Facebook pages and website pages for years because it was so stunning. And that's probably the craziest for me. But the planner did tell the bride after. She's like, I'm not going to not tell her.
Yeah.
But she did wait until they got back from the honeymoon and told her what happened. It was on video, actually. The videographer was actually videoing because it was this, at the time, so dramatic to be hanging this wet cake from the ceiling. Anyway.
I'm kind of wondering, I mean, I'm all for big things, but I'm like, do we need to hang a cake? That sounds terrifying.
I'm going to have to find the picture. I mean, it was a long time ago. See if I can uproot that picture. It was so beautiful. I mean, it was so beautiful, but it was nerve-wracking and felt really horrible in the moment. Thankfully, the cake did not get destroyed. But yeah, another one real quick. We were not the cake decorator. We had just pulled in for the end of the night on like a Saturday, like done with our deliveries, and the phone was ringing in the like over and over and over ringing. We never answer it. I'm like, that's weird. So I answered it. A local venue here in Central Florida, the cake person didn't show up and there was no cake. And they wanted to know if we could help out. So, you know, cake people have dummy cakes, you know, they're just foam decorated. They were like, and we went to this venue like twice a week. They were like, can you bring the blank, blank, you know, the certain cake, the square cake or the bling, whatever, and some extra cake. And we're like, yeah. So we threw stuff in the car, headed out there, put the dummy cake up. The bride knew later, but nobody knew the wiser. The cake was cut in the back because it wasn't decorated and served. And the beautiful cake was on the stand and saved the day. So it happens. Those crazy things happen. But that's the beautiful thing about having the support system, about building the community with the vendors and those relationships, because you have those people to call on.
Yeah.
You know, the florist, we knew him. We're like, take him out of the centerpieces. We know you can make it work, right? Like, we knew the planner was going to handle it. She knew that the rigging company was going to come and fix it. Like, building those relationships and knowing how they work outside of just that one moment really allows you to better support in the crazy moments when things happen unexpectedly, because they always do.
Yeah. No, I mean, having a good support team and a support system makes such a big difference, which is kind of what I was saying before about your events, of it gives us an opportunity to get to know each other and create that bond and that support system. And, you know, the best vendors are the ones that can, not the ones that like problems never happen, because life is life and things happen, but the ones that can work quickly, work together and get it fixed. And the bride never knows, not to keep the secret from her, but like, you know, we don't need to tell her in the middle of her wedding day of shenanigans that happened. Just fix it and keep the smile on your face and keep the day moving is, you know, key.
Yes.
Well, do you have one last piece of advice that you would like to give our listeners, whether it be entrepreneurs or couples?
Let's see. For couples, because we do still work with couples, I feel there's so much that you could tell them is enjoy the moment. Don't get so overwhelmed and so dialed into like a specific detail that has to be exactly like this, that you lose focus of the purpose behind the day.
Yeah.
Remember that the most important thing is that you're getting married. I used to say this from the stage, and it was like the corny joke that Georgia always said this, but you've already won the prize. You've already won the day. You've already got what you wanted. You're marrying your best friend. Focus on that. And the details, they're what they are. It's in 5 years, 10 years, what we want you to remember is that you're still married to the, you know, Lord willing, you're still married to the most beautiful person in the world, your best friend. And that's what matters. So don't get too focused on that one little thing that's not exactly right. That shade of purple is a little off. And enjoy it. Uh-huh. And then for vendors, it's almost the same. Like, find a way to love what you do.
Yeah.
If you're not loving what you do, either change what you're doing or change the way you're doing it so that you love what you do. I think that is probably my biggest advice. I love what I do.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I either hire somebody to do it or I change the way I'm doing it.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's very important, and it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like you and I could sit and chat all day, but I appreciate you coming on here. And if you're listening, if you are a couple in the Central Florida area, definitely check out the network of vendors that she has available to you. If you are a wedding vendor, check out either the events to connect with other people or I Said Yes to Success and her services, because it has definitely changed my business tremendously. We've done so many things. We've been working together a bit over a year now, and like, we've done so many things, and you've helped me grow so much. So I would rave about you all day long. So thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. See you soon.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.